The Business Hour on OFM.
The University of the Free State Business School is your partner in lifelong learning, offering flexible, industry-relevant opportunities that help individuals and organizations grow, lead, and succeed. To learn more about the many qualifications and programs that the UFS Business School has, we're joined by Professor McDonald Kanyagale, Acting Director, Dr. Gwneli Kraus, Senior Lecturer, as well as Adele Lowe, Short Learning Programs at the UFS Business School. How are you all doing?
Fine.
We're good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Prof, I'm going to start off with you. The UFS Business School is committed to developing professionals and creating meaningful connections between academia and industry. How do initiatives such as networking events and short learning programs support this broader mission?
Exactly. That's a very good question. At the UFS Business School, we are committed to creating opportunities for lifelong learning while building meaningful connections between academia and industry. Our networking events and information sessions are a very key part of this particular mission because they bring together not only prospective students, but also current students, alumni, business leaders, and industry experts in a space where they can learn from one another, exchange ideas, and expand their professional networks.
Doctor, I'm going to move over to you. Why is it important for a business school to create opportunities for learning and engagement that extend beyond the formal classroom environment?
Business and leadership in South Africa and in the economy cannot be understood through a theoretical lens alone. So to support our formal classroom environment, we import concepts, frameworks, and analytical tools, but we also host events like networking events to allow participants and our students to see how these ideas that they learn about in a classroom environment actually fit into a real life situation. So we create opportunities for our students, our alumni, academics, as well as our business people to exchange experiences and to learn from one another. This develops critical thinking, professional networks, and the ability to approach business problems from different perspectives and to come up with unique solutions to these business problems that we experience. Mm. This is obviously very closely aligned to the UFS Business School's commitment to converting learning into practice and to prepare responsible and enterprising leaders and entrepreneurs for the South African economy.
It's interesting to hear how the UFS Business School is taking learning beyond just the classroom. But how do events such as this help connect the academic environment with the realities and challenges of business and leadership?
I can perhaps just mention one of these events that we are hosting on the 17th of August, where we create an opportunity for our MBA students to build what we call a two-way bridge between academic knowledge and practical experience. Mm-hmm. At this event, for example, we are going to discuss the Langenhoven Park Boeremark in Bloemfontein and give our academics and students the opportunity to examine how decision-making, relationships, risks, challenges, leadership evolved over time in building this entrepreneurial initiative in a community setting. So we allow business people as well as community leaders and our students to gain access to academic frameworks that supported this initiative to be established and how that actually helped with strategies and to make better decisions for the continued existence of this particular market in South Africa and in Bloemfontein. So this interaction we use as an education event to bridge the theory behind entrepreneurship and community engagement, challenges and leadership, and bringing that back to a practical example on how it all can be incorporated for a successful community project. And this also then helps our students to look at networks, how networks assisted in creating this opportunity, and how economic and leadership challenges were overcome using theoretical principles in a real life scenario to build that relationship and to build that community market.
Yeah, I mean, the LHP Boeremark is beloved in the central SA region, quite an interesting one. The networking event that you mentioned, or one of them, will also include a guest lecture by Professor Kobus Lazenby. What can attendees look forward to from the session, Doctor?
Professor Kobus Lazenby is an alumni of the Business School and the University of the Free State, and he was also instrumental in starting the Langenhoven Park Market back when he was still in politics and when he was still a council member. So Prof. Lazenby is going to talk our students through the entrepreneurial idea, how it developed, how he decided to position the market in Bloemfontein, and how he involved the community in that process. We're also looking forward very much to learn about the lessons that he learned, how he went about identifying opportunities, how he dealt with the challenges from community and politicians and all kinds of challenges that he faced, and how they actually turned these challenges upside down and to turn the market not only into a financial success, but also into a very valuable community project that is still continuing. So it's a very valuable case study for Bloemfontein context, and we are reflecting along with him in terms of questions that he had to answer, challenges he had to overcome, and then how it is currently situated as a marketplace for local community members that features local food craft and other projects.
We're still speaking to the University of the Free State Business School team. The school is your partner in lifelong learning, offering flexible industry-relevant opportunities that help individuals and organizations grow, lead, and succeed. We've been learning how they do that with Professor McDonald Kanyagale, Dr. Cornelia Krauss, and Adele Lowe. Now, Adele, I'm going to switch over to you. While events such as these provide valuable opportunities for networking and learning, as we've heard from Dr. Krauss, the business school also offers a range of professional development opportunities throughout the year. Tell us about these short learning programs that will be available in 2027, and what role do these programs play alongside your more formal qualifications?
Thank you. So short learning programs are an important part of our commitment to lifelong learning, as they provide professionals with practical, industry-relevant skills that can be applied immediately in the workplace. While our formal qualifications offer in-depth academic development, these short learning programs allow people to build specific competencies in a shorter time frame. In 2027, we'll offer a variety of programs in areas such as leadership, management, and project management, giving both individuals and organizations flexible opportunities to continue developing their skills.
Who are short learning programs designed for? I think this is a question that many people have. And what makes them attractive to working professionals?
Our short learning programs are designed for a wide range of people. They are ideal for professionals who want to enhance their skills, managers looking to strengthen their leadership capabilities, entrepreneurs wanting to grow their businesses, graduates seeking a competitive advantage, and organizations investing in employee development. What makes these programs particularly attractive is their flexibility. Most are designed to accommodate busy working professionals through blended or online learning options, allowing participants to continue working while they study. They are practical, industry relevant, and facilitated by experienced academics and industry experts, ensuring that participants can immediately apply what they learn in their workplace.
Lastly, as we near the end of our discussion, Professor, can organizations also use these programs to develop their employees and address specific skills needed within their teams?
Yes, they can do that. And there are actually two different ways. We have the open short learning programs where any company can send their employees to attend in these courses. Then we have the second one, which is customized, which are tailored to a particular company and to specific individuals as determined by the company. So absolutely, you are right that organizations can send their employees to the short learning programs and benefit in terms of building capacity of staff at different levels, as Adele has said.
Dr. Krauss told us extensively about your upcoming networking events. For listeners who'd like to attend it and explore the short learning programs or simply learn more about the UFS Business School, where can they find more information and who would they contact, Prof?
For anyone who is interested to attend to the networking event on the 17th of August, and then also those who are interested to attend our virtual open day, which is on the 20th August. The virtual open day is for new students coming for the formal programs, or those that have applied and then they just want to understand one or two things. They can actually call Adeolo or write to her at kotzea2@ufs.ac.za. That's her email, or they can make a phone call on 051-407303. Thank you very much.
The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.